if you've had the same experience that I have, which I'm sure you probably have, you have had a lot of requests for money in the last few weeks. You know, I think it was probably the first week in COVID-19 that I started to get those emails saying, send money now and we can defeat COVID-19. That trickle started to become a stream. The paper requests started to come. You know, give now and turn the tables against coronavirus. Even websites, I'm noticing now, have this banner in some cases across the top that says, give now. That, I think, begs the question, why? Why should we give? And more specifically, why should we as Christians give? What motivates us as believers to donate money? Is it guilt? We feel bad if we don't? Is it a sense of duty because it's a nice thing to do, because it's a Canadian thing to do? Is it because we'll get a tax receipt and then feel good about having given at tax time? According to StatsCan, we are, as religious people, more likely to give and more likely to give more. But what is it that motivates us as believers to give in the first place? What drives our giving? Paul answers that in 2 Corinthians 8. He was also, in his day, facing a humanitarian crisis. There had been a famine in the Jerusalem area, and so the poor of that city, who were already poor, were especially hard hit because of this famine. And so as he traveled the ancient Mediterranean world to speak the gospel to people, he also asked churches to give money to support the people who were back in Jerusalem and needing money. The Corinthian church agreed that they would pitch in. Well, after they had made that pledge, now it was time to make good on the pledge and actually send the money. And so Paul writes to them in 2 Corinthians 8 to encourage them to continue or complete this act of grace, he says. And just an aside, it's really neat to think that giving is an act of grace. You know, sometimes we might think of it as just a financial sort of transaction or something, but it's an act of grace, putting your offering into the envelope or the mail to get to the church. Here, Paul says, is what should motivate us as believers. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, he says, I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. That's our generation, that's our motivation to give. We give generously because Christ gave so generously to us. All of the resources of heaven and earth belonged to him, and yet he did not selfishly cling to them and use those resources for his own benefit, but he put them to use for our benefit. He gave it all away to enrich us. On the cross, Jesus gave up the spiritual riches that he had to become spiritually poor so that we who are spiritually poor could become rich. And that act of spiritual generosity, where we who did nothing to deserve it got absolutely everything, that spiritual generosity should drive us towards material generosity, right? Otherwise, how do you show that you appreciate those spiritual realities? By showing it through material terms. We give financially because of what Jesus did for us. David Garland puts it like this in his commentary, this one. When we have been beneficiaries of such undeserved grace, how can true Christians shut their hearts or purses to brothers and sisters in need or begrudge every penny they share with others? God's lavishness in the gift of grace and the depths of Christ's sacrifice requires that Christians be liberal in their giving to others. a half-hearted response ill befits the total sacrifice that Christ made for us. We give generously because Christ gave so generously to us. Generosity begets generosity. You know, I remember when I was living in France, I was in Paris for a couple of weeks, and I met this American businessman who was in Paris on business. I met him at a church spaghetti dinner. I'm pretty sure it was one of the first hot meals I had had in maybe a week. And in talking with him, he finally said, "Hey, why don't you just come and stay with me for a bit? I'm not always there." He was traveling around France. So he said, "Why don't you come and stay for a couple of weeks?" I'd been living in hostels for a couple of weeks at that point, and so a room of my own sounded pretty good. And so I got there, and I realized at that point that this guy had rented a Parisian diplomat's suite overlooking, like, the most high-class part of Paris that there was. In an instant, I went from staying in, like, kind of stinky hostels to staying, like, at the top of the world, as it were. And this is the guy that I told you about before. You know, when I first met him, he gave me $50 or so to kind of keep me going. When we parted ways, I tried to pay him back that $50, but he had snuck $500 into my backpack. That's overwhelming generosity, right? And imagine how it made me feel. Overwhelmingly generous, right? I felt compelled to share that with the scores of poor people living on the streets of Paris. And I wanted to do it because I myself had experienced such lavish generosity. And Paul says that's why we give as Christians. We have experienced this lavish gift of grace, of love, of life. We respond then by extending our financial blessings to others. We give generously because Christ gave so generously to us. So what do we do in light of that? Well, I'll say this. The next time that you are asked to give, you get an envelope in the mail or a call from somebody, or you feel like, oh, it would be good to support Why Not or Friendship House at this point, stop and think, well, why? Why should I give? Out of guilt? Well, that's not a good reason. Out of duty? Well, it's a nice thing to do. Well, sure. But as Christians, there is something even deeper that should drive our desire to give. And that's the lavish love of God. You know, if the cause is worthy, and I really would encourage emphasizing or highlighting giving gifts to organizations that advance the gospel, you know, Why Not Compassion Blessing Center, all of those, I'm sure, would value help right now to do their work. Whatever you decide to give, wherever you give, I would say give generously because Christ has given so generously to you. Let's pray together. God, what a gift you have given to us. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. That is an incredible reversal of fortune and circumstances. And Lord, you not only have given us spiritual blessings, but physical blessings too. Lord, we have a house over our head, a roof over our head, a warm house to be in. We have computers and money to pay internet bills. And even when they're troubled, man, we have so much more than so many people in the world. We are truly blessed. God, I pray that in light of that, you would help us to be generous. I pray that you would help us to be wise in giving and stewarding our money, but I pray that you would keep us from being Ebenezer Scrooges with the gifts that you have given us. Lord, help us to be indeed changed people who give gratefully and graciously because we have experienced your giving first. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.